Okay. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with the other tongues as the Spirit of the Lord gave them utterance. My message this morning is titled, Come Holy Spirit. Come Holy Spirit. I really do not know how a believer, a Christian, can effectively function in his life, in his call, in his mandate, in his purpose, without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the life of a Christian. The Holy Spirit in the life of a believer is crucial and of paramount importance. Without the Holy Spirit, a man is empty. Beyond be born again, desire the Holy Ghost. A Christian without the Holy Spirit is like a military officer going for a war without anything to defend himself. The Holy Spirit is so essential, and it's a key. The Holy Spirit is a pivot on which the life of a Christian rotates. The Holy Spirit is the foundation and the bedrock of which we can successfully carry out our God-given vision, especially in this present day of chaos, perversion, and gross darkness. Don't forget that scripture says in Isaiah 61, verse 2, it says, in those days, darkness shall cover the earth, gross darkness the people. You need the Holy Ghost. When somebody comes here and begins to prophesy, or you get somewhere, you find people prophesying, all kinds of things happening, you need the Holy Spirit to discern. You need the Holy Spirit to discern. Because scripture says in the last days, one of the things that will happen is even the very elect shall be deceived. This is scripture. Many people are under deception. Today, the worst bondage is in the church. Men of God deceiving the people, giving you an impression that until I lay hands on you, you can be healed. You can lay hands on yourself. The Bible says, and this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out. It's not only the pastor or apostle or evangelist or prophet. You are a carrier of God's anointing. That's right. If you know who you are, yes. You don't have to sow a seed before healing takes place. You don't have to sow a seed before your life can be good. The prophet who is talking, how many seed did his mother sow before he was born? So, except you have the Holy Spirit, you need the Holy Spirit to lead you, to guide you. Romans 8 verse 14 says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You need the Holy Ghost. Don't just stand on being born again alone and stand there. You did primary school, you finished, you went to secondary school, you finished, you went to university, you finished, you did your master's, you progress. You can't just say, I'm now born again, and that ends there. There must be a fire in you. The Holy Spirit makes you to live a victorious life, to fulfill your God-given vision. You must go beyond just being a Christian, but you must be filled with the Holy Ghost. There are many things that the Holy Spirit will do in our lives. The Holy Spirit is a comforter. John 14 and verse 26. The Holy Spirit is a comforter. Can you imagine if you don't have a Holy Spirit? It means you don't have a comforter. The Holy Spirit comforts you when you are down. He encourages you when you are down. The Holy Spirit is the best comforter. In the times where men disappoint you and bring you down, You need the Holy Spirit as a comforter. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 1 to 5, it says in the last days, perilous times will come. Perilous means difficult, hard, tough. Difficult times will come. Men will be lovers of themselves, proud, boasters, blasphemers, unthankful, unholy, traitors. You will find traitors at work. And the only confidant you have is the Holy Ghost. He will be your comforter. The Holy Spirit teaches you all things. John 14, 26, the B part. It says, and the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, shall teach you all things. There are many things you don't know. Well, thank God for you. You may know biology, you know chemistry, you know geology, you know all the G's. But when it comes to the details of your life, the Bible says the way of a man is not in himself. It is not of him that walks to direct his step. Jeremiah 10, 23. It takes God to teach you. There are many things about your destiny God has to show you. Psalm 32 verse 8, it says, I will teach thee and instruct thee in the way that thou shalt go. I will guide you with mine eyes. Until God teaches you, you don't know where to go. As good and as well read you are, you don't know where danger lies. The best person that you think is your friend could be the danger. So it takes God, it takes the Holy Ghost to live a victorious life. You need the Holy Spirit. He teaches you all things. Not some things, not few things, not certain things, all things. He teaches you who to marry. He teaches you where to go. He teaches you who to do business with. He teaches you all things. So if you think you know, you are deceiving yourself. There are many more things you don't know about your life that God has to teach you. And except God teaches you, you are doomed. That's why scripture says in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5, it says, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on what? On your own understanding. In all your ways. How many ways? Some ways. Certain ways. In all your ways. Marital, finances, ministry, all your ways. Trust in the Lord thine God and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Proverbs 16, 25. There is a way that seemeth right to a man. And what's the end of it? Disappointment and destruction. That's why God needs to teach you. And for you to bask in the euphoria of that is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is essential. The Holy Spirit also brings all things to your remembrance. John 14, 26, down, you still see that. It brings all things to your remembrance. What does that connote? What does that mean? It means it becomes your brain box. It becomes your storage. It becomes your memory card. It brings all things to your remembrance. When things are tough, you can't really know what you need to do. The brain box pops. It pops up. And you pick what you need to do from there. It becomes your memory card. What does the Holy Spirit do? It helps your weakness. It helps our infirmities. Every man born under heaven has one weakness or the other. Romans 8, 26. He said, for we know not how we need to pray, but the Holy Spirit helps our infirmities. It helps our weaknesses. With the Holy Ghost in you, you are weak in certain things. It helps you. That also means literally that it covers your weakness. There are certain things, everybody know you are poor in this area. But the Holy Ghost helps you and covers you up in that area. So when you lack the Holy Spirit, it means your weaknesses will be exposed. And when a man's weakness is exposed, he's down. Shame is inevitable. I pray in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, he will cover our shame. He will cover our pains. The Holy Spirit makes intercession for us. In other words, sometimes you think you know how to pray because you feel your enemy is so and so. And then you face the wrong direction. Nothing as dangerous as a man facing the wrong direction. You think this is where the problem is and it's here. And for 7 years, you've been going from one place to the other, praying in this direction. And until the Holy Spirit pops up and say, no. I remember one, what's this man's name? He just eluded my memory now. If I remember his name, he's a popular preacher in America. He used to sponsor, gospel preachers all around Africa, like Rehan Bonnke. When he came, I was chairman for the Fire Conference, Ministers Conference. And he used to sponsor him. So I met Bonnke one-on-one, and I got to know he used to sponsor him. I can't remember his name now. He's a preacher as well on the television. And then suddenly, there was serious pain. Serious pain. An unusual migraine, headache, troubling him. He prayed, he fasted, he commanded the word, he made declaration, but the pain increased. Severe pain. He'll be rolling on the floor. And he kept fasting and fasting. He said, at a point, he decided to sow a seed to a ministry in millions of dollars. The pain increased. And one day he broke into tears. He said, Lord, what exactly is the problem? Where is this problem coming from? Lord, please help me. And the Lord said to him, son, you know what? You don't need to pray. You don't need to give any money because of that. You don't need to sow a seed. You don't need to fast. You know what your problem is? There is a particular coffee you drink every morning. That's where the problem is. He stopped the coffee and the problem vanished. Lay your two hands on your head and say, Holy Spirit, teach me what to do, where to go, who to marry, who to do business with. Teach me all things in the name of Jesus. Pray for me, Holy Spirit. I don't know how to pray. Just pray for me. Now speak in tongues for 1 minute. Speak in tongues. Pray in the Spirit for 1 minute. Ask the Holy Spirit, pray for me, Holy Spirit. I thought I'm praying, but now I see that I'm praying in the wrong direction. I've been praying in the wrong direction. Holy Spirit, pray for me. Pray for me. Intercede for me. It says the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us. Labranoki teke pokere teke seteke leke pokaroda tata. Vlanoki koronda tosike kleteki na babakure dadasha. Ye flatosi ke neke pokaro tato tsita. Lekete kuta kapa kara deke posa tele kepo. Levrano kete kusa tala kapa teke yeke pore de desete. Levrano kiso tala baroke teke ye. Embrano ze tele gedege bosa taka. Levrando soto leke posato. Ye can take ire de gebo soto lege de gebo. In Jesus' name. You can't survive without the Holy Ghost. And one of the ways by which you fill your life with grace and Holy Ghost is to be around where the Holy Spirit is. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and from verse 17 says, and the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty means freedom, deliverance, joy, liberty, salvation. And the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. For we all with an open face, beholding as in a glass, are changed. As by the Spirit of the Lord, from glory to glory. You are not changed in the presence of human beings. You are not transformed because you shake the president's hand. You are not changed because you are in a porch church. What changed you is the Spirit of the Lord, the presence of God. We experience change where the Spirit of the Lord is. And the question is the Spirit of the Lord there? Because that's where you experience transformation. That's where you experience progress. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is healing. There is deliverance. There is joy. Where the Spirit of the Lord is. On the other hand, where the Spirit of the Lord is not, you find chaos, war, trouble, hunger, struggle. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. For we are not some. We all have that liberty. We all have that opportunity. For we all with an open face. Do you have an open face towards God's word? When everything about you is about flesh, 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 the Holy Ghost is not going to have a way in you. For to be carnally minded is what? Death. The death there does not really transmit to the fact that somebody dies and is buried. It means to be carnally minded is death. Your destiny can die. Your dream can die. Your business can die because all about you is carnal. It's carnal. So to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. When you are full of the Holy Spirit, it simply means the Spirit of the Lord God has taken you over. It takes you over. So you can do nothing except with the Spirit. You cooperate with the Spirit. It becomes your partner. Lord, should I do this? Lord, Holy Spirit, should I do this? You remember David when he had problem? Every man will have problem. God, there's nowhere in the Bible that we're promised a stress-free life. We are all going to go through challenges. John 16:33. In this world, you will see tribulation, but cheer up. The good thing that God promises us is victory. 1 John 5:4. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. 1 John 1:18. Whosoever is born of God keeps himself and sinneth not, and the wicked one, Satan, touches him not. So, it is the Spirit of the Lord inside of us that helps us, or else your destiny will die, your dream will die, marriage, everything. That's why you cannot afford to be like the world. Be full of the Holy Ghost. That's why Jude 1 and verse 20 says, brethren, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. When last did you invite the Holy Spirit? David was confused. He had problem, like I said. And he came back in a victorious war. By the time he got back home, everything was scattered, destroyed. Took his wife, took his children, took everything. And he was confused and down. He was so troubled. And plus the fact that the people that he was leading took stones and were stoning him. There is nothing as bad as your people stoning you. And he wept. He got his friends, whether they were paid or hired or rented, I do not know. But they wept. And weeping, such weepings wouldn't change anything. He wept until he had no more power to weep. And then he went to the Lord. Lord, shall I pursue? God said, yes, pursue. Shall I overtake? Yes, you will overtake. Will I recover? Yes, without fail. You will recover. People of God, don't fight a battle you can't win. Stop. Go to the Lord. Shall I pursue? And God said, yes. Shall I overtake? Yes, you will. Shall I recover? Yes, without fail, you will recover. And that was what it is. The Holy Spirit guides you in all things. You must no more be under the flesh. Desire the presence of God. Desire the Holy Spirit. Desire. Make up your mind daily. Even if it's for 10, 15 minutes. No matter how busy you are. Whether in the bathroom. Whether in the toilet. And say, make up your mind. I will build up myself. You need to build it up. It's there. But you've got to stir it up. Timothy said, stir up the gift of God, which ye received by the laying on of hands. When you are full of the Holy Spirit, one of the things you experience, you have boldness. Boldness. Somebody say boldness. Somebody say boldness. There are many things
that will touch our lives and transform us when we are bold. All these dirty dreams you see, monkeys chasing you, chimpanzees chasing after you, if you have the Holy Ghost, it doesn't happen. I'm telling you the truth. You busy blasting in tongues before you sleep, blasting in tongues in the kitchen while cooking. Be conscious. Be conscious. I have done so many things in my life. 1 hour will not be enough for me. I'm telling you, I lie not in the Holy Ghost. I lie not in the Holy Ghost. When you have the Holy Ghost, one of the things and the way you begin to operate is boldness. Boldness. One day in front of a church back in Nigeria, I came out and I saw some few people running helter-skelter. And I said, what happened? They said, there is one guy, he's melancholic. He's a mad guy. And he had some dangerous sticks in his hand chasing people around. We don't know where he got out from. And everybody was, so as soon as I came out, I saw people running, confused. So I asked one of my protocols, what's happening? Then he showed the man to me. He was running to us. I said, hey! So he stood and looked at me. I said, come over here. So he came. I said, sit down here. So he sat down. I said, sit down. So he sat down. The Lord will judge me on the last. I'm not trying to impress anyone. I came with a desire to help you and provoke you to love the presence of the Lord. I can go on and on 1 hour sharing testimony. Sit down here. So he sat down. He had dreadlocks and terrible hair. So I commanded one of my protocols. I said, get me a scissors. So he brought a scissors. And I cut. Sit down there. And I finished cutting the hair. I said, hey, look at me. He said, sit down here. You're going nowhere until I release you. And I went back to the church. 1 hour I came back, he was still sitting down. With the Holy Ghost, his power, you become a man of authority. That demon said, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. They know. When they see you, they know. They know this one is a child of God. And it takes a lot of sacrifices. It's not that you be a Christian here on Sunday and when you get out tomorrow, you are something else. Why deceive yourself? Because in the day that you are face to face with trouble, it will be 7 up. The difference is clear. That's not the time to do emergency righteousness. That's not the time. That's not the time. You must purge yourself. Holy Ghost will stay in a vessel that is clean. In a vessel that desire God. I wish I live here. 3 Sundays will not be enough for me to take you stage and stage and stage until we just start basking. You are no more under the influence of the flesh. When the Holy Spirit fills you, temptations will come, but because you are above it, by the grace of God. And when the Spirit of God comes on you, one of the signs is power. Let's go back to our text very quickly. However, God does not release his power on people who love their lives. People who can sacrifice for God. People whose interest is only in the comfort of self. I, me, my, the way I look, my hair, my. When you are too conscious of that, Holy Spirit have no time for that. Am I saying don't look good? No. Am I saying don't have time to take care of yourself? No. When you see people who are too conscious of their shirt, their shoe, their ring, their this, it's just about the outward. Because Holy Spirit wants a quiet spirit. He wants to talk to you. He wants to. So when you are too conscious of the outward man, how you appear, usually he will boycott you, go to someone whose attention is fixed. And the good thing is, when the Holy Ghost comes on you, it fills you with power. And we're all filled with... No, let's go to verse 1. Go to verse 1 very quickly. from verse 1. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. That's a big problem. Oh, no Methodist, no Baptist, no Pentecostal. They all with one accord in one place. Now, sometimes it can be easy for all of us to be in one place, but not with one accord. Some pastors are pastors because they want to make money. Some are pastors because they're looking for fame. Some are pastors because they want to control. We have different motives. I used to do a ministers' conference from country to country. And one day I was talking to pastors, over 200 people. And I said, if God says, pastors, don't take offering, tithe for 2 years. We used to be a pastor. They all went quiet. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. The one accord there is about God's business, kingdom business. Their mind was about God. And it was not difficult for the Holy Spirit to come. But when we gather now, while we're here, some people are busy selling. Some of you are here now, but you're on your laptop. Already doing some connection. Though you are here, your laptop is not here. But you can see your laptop on your lap. You are already clicking. Especially those of you who buy gold. You know all those business in the... Some already clicking. While worship is going on. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Then you quickly click. You won't experience nothing. It's total submission, total focus. Anyway, verse 3. And suddenly... Okay, go to verse 2. I didn't know you were on verse 2. Go to verse 2 very quickly. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the whole house. There are 4 things that represents the Holy Spirit. I can't go into that, but let me just mention them. 4 things. 1 is wind. Another one is a bird. A bird, B-I-R-D. Another one, don't just let me go into it, because it's deep. By the time I begin to go into it, I have just about 5 more minutes to go, according to the time given to me. So at another time, we'll talk about that. It came upon them. You know the good thing? And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. I like verse 4. I like the next. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire. Now, the third thing that represents the Holy Ghost is fire. It's not the Holy Ghost. It's a metaphorical statement. Like. So that does not mean bird is the Holy Ghost. That does not mean fire is the Holy Ghost. It's like. It's used to explain, and he sat upon them like. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. Can you imagine? The Holy Ghost sits on you, sits on you, sits on you, sits on you, sits on me, and everybody and all the children we brought to church. And then the Holy Ghost sits upon us. We are turned into another man. We become something else. We become a danger zone for the devil. If you carry that fire, you carry that fire, you carry that fire, you carry that fire. We become something else. It sat upon them. Pray in tongue for 1 minute. Holy Ghost, sit upon me. Sit upon my life. Sit upon my children. Sit upon my husband. Sit upon my wife. Holy Spirit, sit upon me. Sit upon this church. Sit. Sit upon our teenagers. Sit upon our girls, sit upon our boys, sit upon our minister, sit upon our pastor. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. as I wind up to close. You can't survive without the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit gives you power. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. And you shall receive what? Power. After that the Holy Ghost comes on you. And ye shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the utmost part of the earth. The prerequisite for God's power begins with the Holy Spirit. And you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost comes on you. Then you become a witness. The word witness there means you become a sign. Everywhere you are, you become a sign. You enter a place, you become a sign. One day in one of the villages, I went to hold a program, and knowing that I was there were so many politicians, senators, it was in a village. And so when they knew that I was there, they said, okay, they were raising money to build a hospital for that council. So they asked me to come and open the place up with prayer. So it was a massive field, and people were there, so big people, kings from different places. So I sat down. I was holding crusades in the evenings. So I sat down, and they called upon me to pray. But before that was a masquerade. Tall. Lord, you can see me. You know why I'm saying this. And I just have to close at that point because I have no time. Tall. You know they are demonic. It will go up very tall. It will come down very low. And there were close to about 25 or more behind him who are playing drums, all this gong, agogo, and things. Play, and he would demonstrate. So if he comes to you and does display some magical power, you will drop something. You just drop money, he goes. So he uses that to make money. So he was doing it. There were Anglican people. I'm sorry, I really don't mean to. There are other, and they were because the church, that city is more of Anglican people. And as this man was coming, this masquerade was coming, people were dropping money. Now, while he was coming, when I saw him, there was a holy anger in me. It's not all the time when the Holy Spirit comes upon you that you dance. When the Spirit of the Lord is upon my soul, I will. There are some times when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you are angry in the inside. Sometimes as a pastor, and when the Spirit of God comes upon me, and when I see a lady coming into the presence of God, into the house of God, the Bible says, my house shall be called the house of prayer. Not the house of party. And when I see ladies come into the house of God with their bodies open, breasts open, there is a holy anger in the inside of me. It's not all the time that the Holy Spirit comes upon you and you feel like dancing. Sometimes you are angry. And it's the right anger. The Holy Spirit will make you to be angry at certain things that does not belong to the kingdom. You can't have the Holy Ghost and you are happy at things that contradicts the word of God. The Holy Ghost in the inside of you will not allow you. And while this man was coming, he will go up and down to terrify people, to make them fear. And people were dropping money. He was making money. The anger was inside of me. God knows I've done that all many times. Stand for him many times. Esther say, if I perish, I perish. Daniel say, if I perish, I perish. Did they perish? No. Those who say, if I perish, I perish, don't usually perish. It's the people who are afraid, who don't want to say anything, that ends up being perishing. So he was coming. As soon as he got in front of me to display the things he was doing, I stood up in the public. I said, hey, look at me. If you do, I was actually speaking in our language in Yoruba. If you do that, here, listen, this is my name. My names are Oluwasegun Samuel Ekundayo Abejide. If you don't move away from here now, you'll be disgraced. He looked at me and he stood. And obviously, he has never been challenged. Nobody tried to challenge him, so he was shocked. I said, look at me. You can't do this here where I am. If you don't live here now, you will be disgraced. He looked at me again. I said, leave here now. That was the end of the show. He left. It's over. It's more than 10 years. I never had headache till now. When you have the Holy Spirit, you see, the things that you are afraid of, they are also afraid of you. You have not challenged them. That was the end. Then everybody turned to me, oh, are you a pastor? Are you? You don't need to put label that you're a pastor. The Holy Ghost will prove himself in you. Stand up on your feet. I have to stop. Stand up on your feet. I just have to stop here. I'm just going to ask you to join hands with someone. And then we're going to pray in the Holy Spirit. Can the keyboardists go there? We just take a song or two. We want to ask God. I want to live here with your power. Acts 10:38 says, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and with power. Who went about doing what? Doing good. Let me tell you, you cannot do good in this life except the Holy Ghost is on you. Any good you do, devil will scatter it. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and with power. Who now went about doing good? You know the last word? For God was with him. That's the only thing Satan understands. This present world, that's the only language they understand. The only language your enemy understands is not negotiation. You will negotiate, he will still fight you. The only thing he understands when he sees the power of God at work in you. And that's what we want to do now in a few minutes. You need the Spirit of God. You need the presence of God. He touched me. Oh, he touched me.